Hello, good morning, good evening, good whatever the hell time of day you're listening to this. The name's Tommy Mack.
Oh, that's nice.
Just piss off.
And like most of you, I can't go through a whole day without my fix of Bart Cop. It's a bit like a drug.
He took some sort of pill.
And good old Bart Cop is our street-walking, pimp-talking, voice of righteousness selling the crack vials of truth. Crack vials of truth. Sounds like a band name, doesn't it? Hello, Los Angeles. We're the Crack Vials of Truth.
Just won't stop singing in my head.
But I digress. My good friend Bart asked me to send him some Left Coast diatribes in the audio format for the brand spanking new Bart Cop Radio.
I can't believe that it's real. I can't believe that it's happening.
Now, if you're hearing this, it means you're one of the insightful masses to jump onto the Bart Cop audio bandwagon in its infancy. And if you're burning CDs, then I'm almost certain that these early recordings will indeed be worth something someday.
Amazing!
Like those damn plates you can buy and collect on late-night commercials, which, by the way, are traded on the Bradford Exchange. What the hell is the Bradford Exchange? I've never heard of it on CNN. Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. Today, the Bradford Exchange crashed and many plates were shattered.
Incredible.
Okay, if you'd never seen those commercials, that last bit made no sense. But trust me, it was fucking funny.
Take it easy. Be nice.
Anyway, what I really want to talk about was the fact that here in California, we are about to face one of the strangest events in political history since the last strange event in political history.
Here we go now, on the offense.
That's right. Our Republican friends are trying to have the Democratic governor recalled via 800,000 signatures.
It's disgusting, really.
Now, here's the backstory. Governor Gray Davis, who Time magazine put on its cover many years ago as a model politician, was re-elected a mere 7 months ago in a free and fair election that would make the state of Florida jealous.
Yeah, that was the kicker.
Well, he's currently our governor, and admittedly, our state's having a bit of a financial hard time. The Republicans are claiming, and I quote,
"The surplus in the state's budget disappeared while he was governor, and now we have deficits."
Yes, all Republicans talk like that. Trust me.
Extraordinary.
There's just so many ways you can go with that. First off, by that standard, just about every governor in the U.S. should be recalled for the exact same reason. Of course, we all know the truth. That the federal government, led by the great village idiot W, has bankrupted the national economy.
You bloody little slut.
But you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Just keep in mind the hypocrisy that Republicans who can't win elections fairly will resort to. By the way, another reason why the state of California is in a bit of a financial tizzy is because during the years 2000 and 2001, the state was getting ass-reamed to the tune of up to $500 million a day by George Bush's criminal friends at Enron and other energy trading companies.
We're talking double-digit millions.
This has been documented, proven, and of course, forgotten by the media.
I think we're underestimating these bastards.
But hey, you know all this. So what I'm asking for you to do is shoot an email over to your local newspaper and comment that if the Republicans in California want to recall their governor because of state deficits, then the Republicans in Texas, the Republicans in Florida, and, you know, the Republicans in your home state should do the same. Why not?
What you've touched on is scaring some people shitless.
Let's shove their hypocrisy into their fat little flatulent faces. I'll try to say that 10 times fast. Flat, and screwing it up already.
Perhaps you should be looking at their genitals, sir.
Yeah, well. Anyway, hey, I'm done with that. Let's get back to the happier things in life. I'd personally like to thank Bartkoff for curing me of my vodka habit and dousing me with a pleasure known as Chinaco Añejo Tequila.
Dirty old man.
If you have not tasted this yet, people, I urge you to do so immediately because it simply is the only thing that I've found that helps me deal with the madness going on in this country. Chinaco, and of course our personal crack vial of truth, Bartkoff.
The young must know it. The old must know it.
It just
feels good.
Now, before I leave, here's my political joke for the day. All right, here it is. A liberal came upon a genie and said, "You're a genie. Can you grant me 3 wishes?" The genie replied, "Yes, but only if you're feeling generous enough to share your good fortune." Well, the liberal said, "Hey, I'm a liberal. I'm always happy to share." The genie said, "Okay, then whatever you wish for, I'll give every conservative in the country 2 of it. What's your first wish?" "I would like a new sports car." "Okay, you've got it. And every conservative in the country gets 2 sports cars. What's your second wish?"
"I'd like $1 million.
"Okay, you get $1 million, and every conservative gets $2 million. What's your third and final wish?"
"Well, I've always wanted to donate a kidney."
In the mix, somewhere far, far away.
From Los Angeles, this is Tommy Mac with Bart Cop Radio. Back down,